Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Magnetico Podcast. I am Jason Magnetico. I'm here with my son.
What's going on, guys?
Cole Magnetico.
What's going on?
A lot going on. NFL draft is Thursday?
Yep. NBA playoffs going on. MLB's rolling.
MLB's, yeah. The Mets are coming back to life a little bit, but I still got some injuries, but we'll get to that in a little bit. NFL draft is the first thing. Coming up Thursday night. I mean, we got the NBA playoffs. We're keeping an eye on Magic. Ain't doing so good.
They have yet to score 90 points in a playoff game.
They're going to win. No. They're going to win the first game in Orlando.
I hope so.
They're going to win that.
I hope we can actually, like, put 100 on the board. But we'll see. We'll see. It's a young team out in Orlando. So
LeBron's doing LeBron things.
I mean, like, elaborate on that. What is he doing? That's LeBron, like.
The crying on the fouls. He had the lead, a big lead in the game. Then misses what could have been a game-winning shot. Like, he's not him. That's just, I mean, he's great. He just doesn't have, he's not a psycho. He's just a good guy who's a great, 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 great basketball player. He doesn't have that Mike Tyson factor. I always say Kobe Bryant and Jordan. He doesn't have that Mike Tyson in him. He don't have that dog in him. That's why he's not the greatest. LeBron doing LeBron things. That's what LeBron, that's what he is.
I mean, I guess. I'm not really an avid basketball watcher.
It's not, I mean, yeah, I'm not either. I'm not going to act like I watch the NBA, but I see enough highlights and see enough things that, but he's old. He's, what is he, 38?
39.
I will say this, though. I'm never watching the NBA again if his son's in the NBA next year.
Oh, yeah, no, he shouldn't be at all.
Well,
there's no, like, after he literally went to cardiac arrest and, like, I keep fumbling over my words. He's not going to get drafted. I stand by that.
Let me find out, because I got a inside source when it comes to LeBron.
Lance?
He's going to play two more seasons. In Cleveland, he's going to finish out maybe in Cleveland or New York. And some are saying the sleeper team, the Bucks. What's your take on that?
He's just hopping around, I guess. Like, I don't know how.
Because those are the teams that are supposedly willing to draft Bronny to get LeBron. I'm not watching the NBA. If that happens, I'm not watching.
I mean, I feel like it'd be kind of fun to watch, though.
No. That's ridiculous. A kid's not an NBA. He's not an NBA player.
No, like, I 100% agree. Like,
so he does.
He still needs to develop, but, like, I feel like.
What if Michael Jordan his son played college ball? What if Michael Jordan would have said, "Yeah, I'll go to Detroit or Miami, but you got to draft my son. He's a whatever bench player, whatever starter, 2 points, 3 points a game, one assist, but you got to take him to the league, and I'll come there."
That's a diva move.
That's a diva move. That I don't like it. That's another LeBron type thing. Let's have a press conference. I'm going to my decision. I'm going to Miami. Diva.
He went to Miami.
Diva.
He was the best player in the world. He was the best player in the world in 2012. I mean, everybody wanted to see where he would end up. And
listen. It didn't live up to hype. And maybe that's why so many people in my generation are against him, is because he's too diva-ish. But, you know, a lot of people love Deion because of it. But Deion's diva-ish.
Deion's reaching unk status, bro. Like, have you seen his beard lately? Yeah. He looks like a grandpa. I saw his Instagram post today. I forget who the girl's name he was with, but she's like a singer or whatever. She was like, she's up next. And bro, his beard, it was like all blonde, it looked like. Like he dyed his beard hair.
With all that being said, I'm taking the Lakers in the first game at home. I'm taking all the home teams that lost.
Hey, maybe. I thought you were about to say them in seven. I'm like
no. But I did say before the NBA playoffs started to Lance and Seneca that, and I agree with what Seneca said, that, and I think he got it from maybe Stephen A on First Take. If LeBron would have won a championship this year, or this year or any year after this year, he's the GOAT. He's the GOAT. It'd be too hard to argue that amount of championships.
You say you agree with that?
I said I agree with that. Not that I agree with it, but I'll never argue against it again. I'll just say I have to. Well, it's your opinion.
But
I'm going to argue for it now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And that's hard on him. He's 39 years old.
Still dominating. He's dropping 30 casually at 39.
But he got a decent team around him, too.
I never said that he didn't.
No, I'm just saying. Like, they have a decent team.
But, there. Like, you put him on the Pistons, he might average 40.
Yes.
That's obviously an exaggeration. He probably averaged 30, though. On the Pistons, he'd be the number one option.
Yeah.
For sure.
But does he want to be a number one option? That's one of the things I like about his game is that he is – all great players make other people better. I think he does make other players around him better. But then AD's been so up and down.
Oh, AD's been great this year, though.
This year.
He should have been nominated for Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just – Wembanyama should win it. Like, Wembanyama, he's winning Rookie of the Year, no doubt. I think he should win Defensive Player of the Year as well.
Yeah.
He had a great season out there in San Antonio.
Well,
but you gotta get a better team around Wemby, bro. His team is so bad. I would hate to be Wembanyama, honestly. He goes home, like reads books, and then goes to sleep at 9 p.m. Like that's unk status right there. Like that's unk status right there.
And who was that?
Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah. But the NBA playoffs are exciting. Playoff games are always exciting.
Oh, for sure. Except for the Magic games. Those are just boring.
I watched some of them, and I got some interest in some coming up. So we'll see what happens.
I this Clippers-Mavs series, the game two is tonight. I said the Clippers are 1-6. So the Clippers are a very fun team to watch. When they're all healthy, Kawhi's still out. But yeah, the Clippers are a very fun team. They're playing the Mavericks too. It's just two like offensive teams going at it, and I like offensive. Like I don't like the Magic Cavs series. Two of the best defense in the NBA. Final score 96-86. Like I don't.
I like that though.
Because you're old school. That's why. Because you're old school.
All right, let's get into the NFL draft. You got your top 10 picks. What we decided to do was a little challenge between the two of us. We're gonna give our top 10 picks. And then the Bucks pick.
The Bucks pick?
Yeah. Right, so right. We'll get the top 10.
Okay, for the Bucks pick, should I say like who I want to draft and then who I think we're going to draft?
Yeah, you can say that, but this is how the points will work. You get 1 point for every pick you get correct. You get, then after you do your picks, you get to like say what you think will happen, like if there'll be a trade or something like that. And yeah, so we'll do that. So you get 2 points if you get that right. Want to make it a three?
Let's make it a three ball.
All right, it's a three ball. 3 points if you predict something to happen in the draft.
All right, so we're both going to say our number one pick.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say mine, and then you're going to say yours, and then we'll go to number two, then I'll say mine. You say, okay.
Okay, that'll work.
All right, so number one, I feel like that's a gimme. I feel like we're easily going to get a point here. Caleb Williams, right?
This is where I'm going for the win. I think the Chicago Bears with
this guy already lost. I mean, you already lost. I'm sorry.
With the number one pick in the 2024 NFL draft, Chicago Bears select J.J. McCarthy.
See, this is like, are you being serious?
I'm being serious. They're going to stun the world. They're going to take J.J. McCarthy with the number one
pick. Did you get inside information on that one, too?
I'm just telling you. I've called around to Ian Scheppner. And, yeah, this is what my sources are telling me.
Yeah, Ian Scheppner lied to you, buddy. All right, number two, the Washington Commanders. See, this one is a toss-up for me. I personally think that Jaden Daniels is the second-best quarterback in this draft. He'd be the number one overall pick if Caleb Williams was not in the draft. But I feel like the way the Commanders' offense is set up, I feel like they want a guy like Drake May. So I'm going to go with Drake May at the number two spot.
All right. So then, in the number three pick.
Well, you didn't say your number two?
Oh. I got the same. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, that's why.
So number three, I actually have a trade. Okay. I've got the.
No, you don't have to do that. You can pick.
I actually think.
Okay.
Okay, I actually think that the Giants are going to go up three spots to draft Jaden Daniels.
Hmm.
That I feel like this is what the trade could be. I feel like the Giants get two first rounders and the Patriots, who have the third pick, they get Daniel Jones and two first rounders for the third pick. Like the sixth overall pick this year and then a first round next year.
Okay.
Or a second round pick next year. Yeah. And then the Patriots end up with Daniel Jones and they don't have to draft a quarterback.
All right,
who you got?
That's funny that you say that.
Because you have the same thing?
I got Jaden Daniels. But in my scenario, Caleb Williams is still there. So the Giants would have to pick between Caleb Williams unless.
What do you think, Caleb Williams is going to drop?
My first pick was J.J. McCarthy.
I know, but like, how far do you think Caleb Williams is going
to
drop? That's what I'm saying.
He might drop to the Giants if the Giants move up, like we both predict.
He's getting.
I had the Giants moving up too.
He's getting drafted number one. Like J.J. McCarthy? What?
Caleb Williams is not him.
I never said that. Like, I'm not. I really like. Am preying on the Caleb Williams downfall because he is such a cocky guy.
Oh, like LeBron? No, go ahead. Keep going.
Whoa. he is such a cocky.
Go ahead.
He's such a cocky guy, right? Sorry, somebody just came in the room. Like, what is going on, man? Like, anyway. Yeah, he's just such a cock. I'm preying on his downfall, and I don't think. I think the Bears messed up by trading Justin Fields.
Listen, Jaden Williams is the best quarterback in this draft by far.
Who?
Not Jaden Williams. Jaden Daniels.
Oh, I agree. He's talent-wise, for sure, but these NFL organizations like don't know how to draft, bro, I'm telling you.
Caleb Williams, come on. What defense did Caleb Williams see in his college career? What's the best defense that he's seen? Best defensive coordinator that he's seen?
I want USC games,
don't I? Exactly. You don't play nobody. I mean, listen.
Listen, he's a great talent.
Okay. Deion Sanders went to Colorado and damn near had everybody thinking he could win a national championship because of where he was.
Yeah.
That's for a reason. The talent's not that great. The teams aren't that great. Real football, SEC, Big Ten, and you got a couple of good teams. Oregon, like, you had some good talent, but my point is an overall thing.
And they got crashed by Oregon.
Week in and week out, defensive coordinators, defensive coaching staff level, defensive talent on the field that's going to be playing at the next level. That happens every week in the SEC, and I'm sorry, the kid at LSU is the best.
I could see
Caleb falling down to the Giants. And in that situation, I ain't going to lie to you, I'm taking Jaden Daniels if I'm the Giants. So,
I mean, I would too, but, like, I'm trying to get in the mind of an NFL GM right now.
I'm telling you,
and they just
McCarthy
see
at Michigan, J.J. McCarthy at Michigan, has played a hell of a lot better defenses and made a hell of a lot better throws under pressure situations and looks like an NFL quarterback. Now, Caleb Williams, to me, is a lot of hype and potential. And with the number one overall pick, you cannot miss. Can't miss. That's why I'm predicting it.
Your pick is a miss. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying it. I'm saying what they should do. I'm saying this is what they should do. If I was their organization, I'd be looking at Jaden Daniels, the LSU kid.
If they draft McCarthy, Jaden Daniels.
McCarthy, I'm not sure he's ready either. McCarthy looks like he has everything. Not flashy, not whatever, but I think that's the right pick at number one.
I mean, I see where I see where you're coming from, but like the JJ, like I don't know why he's just flying up draft boards. Like he's a second round, third round talent.
Late first round, second round talent, in my opinion. I guarantee you when you look back at this draft class, he's top two.
No, because you look back at that Michigan team. That Michigan team is stacked on offense.
But he's still playing against better defenses week in and week out. Ohio State, big, you know, made a run in the playoff. Like,
did you watch the playoffs? You did, right?
I did.
So you see the JJ McCarthy throws, right?
So you okay?
The longest throw I maybe saw him see was 15 yards.
Okay, who are the quarterbacks in the? Name me the six quarterbacks left, the last six teams in the NFL. Name the quarterbacks.
The last six teams?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Who the last six teams in the NFL, so you had the Chiefs?
Oh, to win the Super Bowl?
No, the 49ers. So name those two quarterbacks.
Purdy and Mahomes.
Okay, and then you had the Baltimore, Lamar. Like those quarterbacks, the kid from Detroit.
Jared Goff. He's not a kid. He's like 30. Okay,
he's 30. Jared Goff, the Purdy. I'm thinking. Like, yeah, Cam Newton got a whole thing about it, talking about game managers and game changers. So
Cam Newton's a bum.
So McCarthy, he's the check down king. Yeah, he's the check down king. You know why? Because he made the right read. So a lot of people want to bash, and Cam Newton really wasn't bashing the game manager and the game changer. He wasn't bashing those quarterbacks like people try to make it like he was. A good quarterback is hitting the checkdowns and is moving the sticks and is scoring touchdowns and then winning championships. That's a game. You could call it a game manager, but Tom Brady didn't throw the ball deep down the field. He's a check down king.
Tom Brady could sling the ball.
He could sling it. That's why he's the greatest of all time. But he hit his check downs all the time.
Oh, for sure. I'm not saying
that. So, you know what I mean? That's where I'm coming from. I'm a GM. I don't want to miss. McCarthy looks like an NFL not
I've miss. Never seen JJ McCarthy take a risk. And I'm not saying that's like a bad thing. But like
But you didn't watch all of Michigan's games either.
Oh no. I watched the Ohio State game.
Yeah. I mean you've seen them in some big games.
Yeah.
Game managing. Now I'm sure there was times where he opened it up. Like you can go back and look at his stats. But yeah, to me, Caleb Williams is a bust, or you hope that you have a great talent.
Yeah. I feel like if you put JJ McCarthy in the Bears like system though, I feel like he would thrive. So I mean, I don't hate the pick.
Okay, and especially being the Bears, right? Yeah. You're just coming off a situation where you drafted a quarterback and it didn't work, right?
Yeah.
So now you're gonna pick somebody who, yeah, he's a top talent, but you got a lot of people looking at it going, he ain't the best quarterback in the draft.
Yeah.
And you're expecting him to come in and play. Which one of those two guys right now is ready to start week one in the NFL?
Probably both of them. I mean,
one's going to go off of talent and improvising and trying to make something happen, and one's going to go off of the playbook. That's how I see it.
I mean, it's all about work ethic, honestly.
I mean, I don't know Caleb Williams' work ethic.
He's a cocky, arrogant guy.
I just don't think that is the smart pick. That cockiness and arrogance might turn into the best quarterback ever.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. But I don't think you're a miss. I don't think McCarthy's a miss.
I don't think really any quarterback in this first round, like, of talent quarterbacks is a miss.
Yeah.
But there's obviously, like, some better than others.
All right, so the Giants, if we're both right, are going to pick one of those two guys.
So what are we at, the three? We're at four, right?
We're at five.
No, we're at four. I didn't say four yet because we did one, two, three. So the Arizona Cardinals had the fourth pick.
Okay, that's, yeah.
And, you know, I think this is a very easy choice. I don't think there's any question about this one. You know, Kyler Murray could be top 10 when healthy. And they just got rid of his number one receiver. And who's he got to throw the ball to? Trey McBride? So I'm going to say that the Arizona Cardinals draft Marvin Harrison Jr. with the number four pick.
That's what I got, too.
Okay.
And then we got...
Oh, this is so clear cut. I want to hear what you say. The Los Angeles Chargers. Do you have a trade happening?
No.
Okay. I want to hear... If you say anybody but this guy, I'm going to be mad.
All right.
Who do they draft?
I'm going with the offensive tackle out of Notre Dame, Joe Alt.
No, 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 no.
Man, that's my pick. You can't tell me.
I mean, it's your pick.
What? Why you think?
Wait, who
are you picking?
Brock Bowers. No question.
Okay.
Who? Like they traded a top 10 receiver maybe in Keenan Allen away from Justin Herbert. Mike Williams is off the team. Who's the number one receiver? Quentin Johnston.
Yeah.
They have two great tackles on that team anyway. Joe Alt would be such a bad pick for them. Like, he's a good player, he's a good tackle. He's the best lineman in the draft, don't get me wrong. But, like, they have two tackles already and they need to give Justin Herbert some help.
All right. We'll see what happens.
Brock Bowers, number 5.
All right. Pick number 7.
Buddy, pick number 6. So I said the Patriots have this pick because they traded with the Giants. I'm going, I don't even know how to say this guy's name. Rome Odunze from Washington. I think that he will be drafted by the Patriots.
So hold on, because
this guy. Yeah, I think the Patriots just need a lot of help, and maybe they draft a quarterback. Maybe no, actually, what? I might change that. I feel like they should draft a quarterback.
So
maybe Penix.
And who's the team? Because the trade is messing me up.
Oh, okay. So if you didn't trade, didn't you have a trade?
Yeah, but I think it was with another team.
Yeah. So, but
this messing me up. All right, let's just go. Because it's messed up. So I'm going with who I have in the original. That's why I said we do, like, the trades after for extra points. Because I knew this was going to happen.
Oh, that's
kind of mess us up. But I had originally, before the trade, at the number
6
pick. That was the... Man, where am I at? I lost my notes. Who'd you say?
I think I'm rethinking my pick because it's the Patriots, and I said Roma Dunsey out of Washington, the wide receiver.
Yeah.
But the Patriots need a quarterback, man, because they don't have Mac Jones. They got Bailey Zappi right now. So
I'm going based off of the Titans are picking at 7. So I'm just going to do it like that because I don't know who the trade was.
Yeah.
But if the Titans are picking at 7 like they're supposed to, I'm going Malik Nabers, wide receiver.
Okay.
All right, so then the next pick would be the Vikings.
Number 7, I have the Titans drafting Joe Alt.
Mm. All right, I got the Vikings, so that would be pick number 8, Michael Penix Jr.
It says it's the Falcons for me on this.
Yeah, because... You got a different trade. You're looking at a different trade thing than I am.
Mm.
That's why it messed up while I was putting the trades in or agreeing with the trade because it's messing up the draft order.
Yeah.
So just go who you think will be in that round.
I think the number 8 pick. I think that Dallas Turner or is that his name? Dallas Turner, the guy at Alabama. Yeah, that's his name. I think that he's pretty good. I don't like. I'm thinking of this one guy. He's out of UCLA. I don't know his name. He's also an edge, but I'm gonna go Dallas Turner because I can't think of the other dude's name.
All right, so let's just do this because it's getting all funky.
Yeah,
We'll just go with. I had the Brock Bowers tight end from Georgia going to the Jets
at number 10.
Yeah.
You haven't even done number 9 yet.
No. I'm saying we're just going to move on to the Bucks.
Oh.
Because it's just getting all messed up.
Oh, okay. And so we'll put our top 10 in our notes.
We have what we said on air.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much you have Brock Bowers going somewhere else. I have Brock Bowers.
So, sorry it was so jumbled.
That's all right. We didn't pre-plan it. We just talked. So I got Brock Bowers going to the Jets. You got him going somewhere else. I got the number one pick being that's gonna call it right there.
Yeah. We'll put it in our notes. Like we'll put the top 10 in our notes and then the Bucks pick. And then we'll just see who gets the most points on the next show.
Who you have for the Bucks?
The Bucks. I haven't looked into it as much as I should have, bro, but I really want us to draft Cooper DeJean. DeJean. Something like that.
Alright. I'm gonna go. I think they're going to go offensive line.
I mean, I can respect that.
But if this guy's there with the 26th pick, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Don't say Khalid McKinstry.
Select Gerard Verse, edge rusher, Florida State.
Okay. I'm not mad at that.
If he's there, like, and I wanted to ask you, now that the rules have changed in defense so much, does it make more sense for your team to draft offense?
Say that question again.
So it used to be defense wins championships. Back in the Bucks, well, not the last Super Bowl, one before that was Sapp and Brooks and them. The Ravens, you know, you had tons of good defenses, and defense could win you championships. The Patriots were great, even though
the Chiefs this year had a great defense.
Not like that.
Well, yeah, like that, but they had, like, a top three defense in the league for sure.
But with the rule changes, not just the new rule coming out on the, you know, the pull down or whatever they call it, but with all the rule changes over the years, less contact, it's defense to me isn't as important because
they're making it
harder for the defense. So does it make sense to kind of be more aggressive in the draft? Because your defense, you want a good defense,
yeah,
and athletic players. But
are you asking if they should like target more offense,
yeah,
instead of that's a tough question. That's a good question. I feel like NFL offenses or NFL organizations just take in the draft what's best for them. Like if they have a good defense, go offense. If they have a good offense, go defense. Like it depends. It depends on what like team we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because, like, the Chiefs have a great defense, right? I would say. So, but their offense is also great. But I would probably lean towards, like a wide receiver, like a young wide receiver for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Or, like, maybe a DB.
Some people have the Chiefs moving up in the draft, too.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
Because
they need to do something because
they lost
Houston.
They lost their second best corner.
Yeah.
So, I maybe go out in the draft, get a DB.
Texans are going to be for real.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I think we got enough picks out there for our little head-to-head battle to see who wins. But it's gonna be interesting with the number one pick. It'll shock the world. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't. That's why I was like
going out on a limb on the Magnetico podcast.
If he's number one, I'll be pleasantly surprised.
All right, before we get out of here for this episode, I saw something, or two stats that I wanted to bring up. Trevor Bauer recorded 9 straight, they capitalize it, strikeouts, including an immaculate inning in his second LMB start. So I'm assuming the LMB is in Mexico, since he's wearing a Mexico crosses uniform. Anywhere, any level you do that is impressive. And we've talked about it before. I just still can't believe that nobody's giving this guy a shot.
Yeah, it's especially with all the injuries to pitchers. this year and even last year. I mean, no, like, I understand last year, like, they didn't want to sign him because of the whole thing. But, like, pitchers getting injured last year, too. But, like, this year, too?
Yeah.
With all the injuries, I'm still, like, surprised that he hasn't been injured. Or that he hasn't been signed yet. But I don't know if he can be signed. We need to look into that. Because I don't know, like, if his contract says that he can, like, opt out or whatever. Because that may be a reason.
Cam Newton says that wide receivers don't want to go play with Lamar Jackson. Thoughts?
Does Cam Newton know everything?
It's just his opinion. He's got a platform to say it. So
I don't know. I feel like I don't know how I feel about that. Because Cam Newton just says stuff to get clicks.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't really know how I feel about that. If I was watching, I want to play with Lamar.
Yeah. And then the last thing, and then we'll wrap this show up. I sent this to you, so you've already seen it, but this is more for the listeners, and then we could talk about it a little bit. But head-to-head since 2010, the Tampa Bay Rays versus the New York Yankees. 128 wins for the Rays, 126 for the Yankees. 315 home runs for the Rays, 315 home runs for the Yankees. 145 steals for the Rays, 145 steals for the Yankees. $892 million payroll for the Rays, $2.7 billion payroll for the Yankees.
I mean, it's just the organization.
Now,
in my opinion,
they put this up on the TV. This is like a screenshot from something they put up on TV. So I feel like those are pretty accurate numbers.
Yeah,
because anybody could just put anything up. But yeah. It's
a Rays like farm system. Like it's just how they develop players when they're young. Like the freaking Caminero dude, that dude is legit. Like he's gonna be good. Yeah. I mean, if they sold Wander.
Well they get guys, good players, and like you said, a good farm system, and they bring up young talent and they get them locked in on good deals while they're young.
Like the Braves.
And then they trade one or two of those people and get more good talent. And they just kept doing that for so many years. So they just keep having people to bring up.
And like their roster this year wasn't really looking that good. But the Rays always come out of nowhere.
Yeah. They're not doing good now.
I mean, they're not doing bad. Like they got their record's like 12 and 11. It's not great, but.
So I just wanted to bring that up because it's pretty interesting.
That is interesting. Because
how baseball is so much different than other sports because of the way the organ. I mean, I guess all organizations and all sports are like that. You got your salary caps and all that that you got to manage and contracts. I just feel like baseball is the most of any sport where the front office staff really has a huge impact on the level of play on the field year in and year out more than any other sport. I know all do.
Yeah.
But overall, I think baseball is the most.
Do you think it's like a method of like not like where teams shouldn't spend money? Or do you think it's just like the Rays and the Braves that are being smart about it?
No, the Rays and Braves have definitely been smart about it. The Brewers is where the Mets got some of their people from. They've definitely been smart about what they've been doing, but they had to.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the payroll. And
the Braves got the payroll.
Yeah, I mean, they got a good payroll, but they used to it.
But they were smart about it, though.
Yeah, and that there's a lot to it. And I'm not a big analytical guy, but there's a lot of analytics to it. And so I'm happy in the direction our team and organization is going because we have that payroll to go out and sign those big free agent pieces where the Rays can't. Because that payroll that I read – 892 million in a 13 year span.
That's pretty, like the Dodgers literally did more than that in one offseason. Like that's insane.
And then I said that was gonna be the last thing, but I gotta bring this up before we go. What the heck were the Yankees doing? I sent you the video. I don't know if you watched it, but they're play-by-play color analyst, I don't know what he is, but they're a radio guy for the last 30 years. Did you see the video?
I might have. Explain.
So he retired. So he's there, Gary Cohen, but on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, he means a lot to the fans. He's given us, you know, I mean, that's a great life to have. So it's not like he sacrificed, but, you know, he's been part of that organization for 30 years, and they honor him at the game. They got his family down there. He's retiring, whatever. And they,
oh, the statue?
No.
Or not the statue. What
they
am I talking
brought
about?
Him. They said, "We hold on, we got a present for you." And they brought this man, let's say 80-inch plasma TV. They had the players carry it out of the dugout. Like, three players carried this thing out of the dugout and brought it out onto the field in front of them. LG. Big LG in the corner of the box.
No, when did you send this to me? I didn't see it.
Yeah, that was in me and you and Seneca's chat. So, first of all, let's call it what it is. LG got, the Yankees got paid big money for that moment.
Oh, definitely.
That's what that was. Definitely. That's what that was. You don't bring somebody a TV. Like, this man, you don't think this man got an 80-inch TV? What the man need an 80? How's he going to get it in the trunk of his car? You know what I mean? Like, they brought it down on the field. Come on. That was a...
That's
terrible, New York Yankees. Y'all got to do better than that.
That's insane. Payroll, y'all can't even buy that man. Y'all can't even, like, have all the players sign a ball or something. Man. Thank you for... That's insane.
They'll do something next year. They'll probably make that his day or something, but... We just had to make fun of the Yankees for a second. Thank you for listening, everybody. Come back next week. I don't know what we'll be talking about, but I'm sure it'll be interesting.
Peace.